The Cubs trying to snap a three-game skid, taking on the Mets. Joe Maddon ready for this one. He gives the A-OK. Nothing to worry about here. Game tied at 1-4. Two men on for Chris Bryant facing Robert Gesellman.
There's a drive out of the left center. It's going to go! A three-run homer. Cubs lead 4-1.
Next pitch to Schwarbs. He hits this ball high and deep to right. Going back, Tyrone at the wall, gone, home run, Schwarber. And you talk about a guy who could use a long one. Big swing of the bat for Kyle and the Cubs. Cubs up 5-2.
That's true as it knocks over Reyes, 6-2. RBI single, Vince Obrist.
Here's the 2-2 to Aoki. A little chopper slowly up the first baseline. Feel it by Quintana. Backhand flip to Rizzo. Got him. Anthony stepping into foul territory to avoid a collision with Aoki. Nice play by Quintana.
And he drives one to left this time, and it's going to go! 7-2. Got out in a hurry.
The Cubs snap a three-game skid. Manager Joe Maddon spoke after.
Yeah, we started out. We had some opportunities even early in this game, and KB's home run really turned the tide. We were looking for that one big home hit. Happened to be a home run. He has this tendency that balls out to left central here to get us going, so we'll take it. Also, Quintana. Quintana was very good tonight again. Really aggressive. Him and Wilson worked. It was nice to see Wilson back there with his energy. Willie worked really well with him too. But we did finally get a couple big knock Schwarber. Some really good at-bats. Line drive to left central. And he did it against the left-handers too, his last couple at-bats, which is really encouraging. So a lot of good stuff occurred tonight. We caught the baseball. Zobrist also, I thought, really, you know, he got us off to a good start. Swung the bat well too. Well, he's normally, you know, I'm always good with him. It's been about protecting Riz. Now, when you get Contreras back, everything, the mechanics are, for me, everything morphs into a different direction. Having Willie being able to play, easy to put him there, easy to move Zobrist up, easy to move Happ and Schwarber back. That's with one guy can make all that kind of difference.
Rizzo had an interesting comment before the game, how people kind of have the wrong perspective about, with 18 games left and you got a two-game lead, almost everybody would want that.
Yeah.
And how that is what the room temperature is there.
Right. Yeah, of course. I mean, listen, fortunately we did win six in a row to get to the point where we had a little bit of a lead, but you can't – it's unrealistic to believe that these other teams are not going to press you a little bit. They're good. Milwaukee's really gotten better this year, obviously, and St. Louis is St. Louis. So it's a real bad method or process or thought process to think that they're just going to fold at that point. Listen, I've been involved in, you know, bigger leads or bigger deficits the beginning of September, and it's worked out in the team's favor. So I don't listen to all that stuff. You got to play the games, and you got to win. It's not about anybody. You got to win. Cubs win. None of this other stuff matters. So I think it's good for baseball. I think it's good for us. It's good for us to find out what we're all about now and in the future. So there's nothing wrong with the solid pennant race. And of course, you'd like to have a 7 or a 10 game. Of course you would, but that's normally unrealistic.
You were able to stretch Quintana out for another inning, even though we had 90-some pitches. That
be
important going into
this? Yes. He had an extra day off coming up through this next start, and that was part of the game plan going into it to relieve a little bit of usage out of the bullpen. And he was coming off the mound after the sixth. Did you notice how he was pointing at me one more coming? And I already made up my mind I was going to do it anyway. And he also had a nice night at the plate. Some really pertinent sacrifice bunts. The safety squeeze was perfect. He had himself a nice day, nice night.
Is it surprising? He obviously played his whole career in the American League. Comes over. Are you surprised by how well he handles the batting? The safety squeeze in particular was perfect.
It was perfectly placed. We worked a lot. I mean, he's very diligent. I don't even know what he had done before that with the White Sox or how much he's actually worked on those kind of things. But we've been working at him very hard. And he's totally invested. This guy wants to do well. He wants to be in the playoffs. He wants to go to the World Series. There's a lot of things he wants to do. So his focus is outstanding. Yeah.
You're just searching for that. Like, we need this, otherwise these things snowball.
When you get to points like that, I always tell myself, trust your players. Just trust your players and try to maintain the same methods. I mean, you're talking about what to do differently before the game. Some of the questions. I think a lot of times the answer is to be patient and not to do anything differently. I mean, that's the decision to not do anything is also a decision. I mean, that sometimes people don't even. Compute it that way. So I tell myself when it gets tight or tough, trust your guys. And that's what I've said that to myself several times during games recently.
Joe, besides the results, did you see anything different from Schwarber that you hadn't seen in maybe the previous 10 days or so?
I just really thought he was, again, the thing that him and Johnny have been talking about, shorter movements to the ball, much, much more hand involvement. I loved the line drive to left central. Thought that was big, and then really just good at bat against both lefties. The home run, he stayed on that pitch really well. And again, he could not have, if he's getting out too far with longer movements, that doesn't happen. And then the last at bat, the same, I thought, from my perspective, it just looks shorter and quicker, foot down sooner. Shorter movements is the way Johnny likes to describe it. Yes. We wanted to, but you just lay down. You know, just let him tag you out. No pickle in the middle stuff right now. Just lay down. I mean, and when he went up for his last at bat, I said, listen, I don't care where you hit it, how hard or softly you hit it, I want you to jog to first base and just end up on first base, and I'd be happy with that. If you hit a homer, fine. Otherwise, I want to see you jog to first base. And he did. Yeah, he did.
The series continues on Wednesday. John Lester on the Hill.